Okay, so after a break, so we the last thing, if we go back to the Mishnah, we were on the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Beis, and the last sugya here on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, we had been talking about the differences, opinions that Rabbi Gamliel had with everybody else. So the Mishnah had said that Hafu Amar Shlosha Dvarim LaHakel Mechavdin. Those are the two things we've already dealt with at length. The third one, which we're up to, the Osin, again, the Mishnah on Chav Beis and Beis, and then the Sugya on Chav Yom and Aleph, the Osin Gdim Mekulos Belele Psachim. You could make a Gdim Mekulos, a goat which is Mekulos. What is Mekulos? We'll come to that in a moment. On Pesach night, Vechacham Moshim. So what is Mekulos? So the carbon Pesach was Mekulos. It was a specific way that we roasted the animal with the, yeah, exactly, where you put the, you know, you put the innards on the inside, so it's all sort of roasts together, right? Like helmet shaped, I think is where the word comes from.
Knees or legs too.
Yeah. So the specific way that they used to roast the Korban Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash, he used to make this Gdim Mekulos on Leil Pesach. Now we have no idea from the Mishnah what. When he made this, what is the context of this? Now, one of the big things that you need to figure out to know what exactly is going on here is which Rabbi Gamliel is this? And this complicates things. Today will be a bit academic. There are two Rabbi Gamliels. There's the grandfather who lived during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's the grandson who lives after the Churban Habayit. Now, if we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel, the grandfather, so that this is a very different, feel than the Rabbi Gamliel, the grandson. If it's the grandson, so it means that he used to make this type of roasted meat after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. If it's the grandfather, it means that he used to make this presumably outside of the Beis HaMikdash while the Beis HaMikdash still existed. The you know, Rashi. And at first glance, we didn't get so far, David. I waited a few minutes for you because I knew where you were. The Rashi here says Mekulos Krav Mneav Tluyin Chutzalo Bitzido. Read this special way that the innards. You take the innards out. You put them on the pole. They roast all together on the spit. And he used to do it Zecher LeMikdash, which at first glance seems to imply that Rashi thinks we're talking about after the Beis HaMikdash, because you're commemorating the Beis HaMikdash. Some of the Acharonim note that is not necessarily true, but again, the simplest understanding is we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel after the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara picks up on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and with this we will get up to the next mission, amazingly, and then we only have an Amud left to the Perek, which is amazing. I didn't think it would ever come. What? Exactly, a year. Well, which means probably before I go back to Israel, we'll have finished the perek. That's my hope. V'osin gedim mekulas. So Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Todus ish romi hin es b'nei romi lechol gedim mekulas belele psachim. Not only did Rabban Gamliel eat this gedim mekulas, this special type of roasted meat on Pesach night, but this guy named Todus Ish Romi also did, presumably in Rome. So Sholchule, now here again we're going to get into a bit of complication, because Sholchule, in our Gemara, the Girsa is Sholchule. Who's Sholchule? Who is about to protest him? We have no idea. Somebody didn't like it. In the Bavli's version in Brachos, so this Gemara appears three times in Shas, once here, once in Psachim, and once in Brachos. In Brachos, in one of the Girsas, the Girsa in the Vilna Shas, I think, it's not Sholchule, but it's Sholchule Shimon ben Shatach. Now, Shimon ben Shatach would put us in the time of the Beis HaMikdash again. If it's not Shimon ben Shatach, so then...
Very early.
I mean, yeah, to put us in the time of Beis HaMikdash again. So again, the same problem is with Rabban Gamliel, but in this version and the version of Pesachim and all the versions in Tosefta and Yerushalmi, there's no name ascribed to it, so it could be at any period. Sholchulei ilmole todusata, if you weren't todos, gozrani alecha nidoi, I would have put you in Cheirim, shata machil is b'nei Israel kodshim b'chutz. because you're feeding Bnei Yisrael Kanchim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Kanchim Zagadaydach, he's actually feeding them Kanchim, or he's bringing a carbon. He can't be, he's bringing a carbon. He's not. Ela Ema Kein Kanchim. You're right. What he's saying is, it looks like you're bringing a carbon Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the problem. So we have this machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, and Todos Yishromi, and everybody else apparently, but whether you're allowed to eat a Gedim Kulas on Leil Pesach, not in the Beis HaMikdash. But again, we're not totally clear on whether we're talking about, now, right, theoretically, what possibilities do we have? So one possibility is we're talking about after the Beis HaMikdash.
Which is more problematic, isn't it?
Right, so then, what is their machlokes?
What's that, exactly like the carbon?
Yeah, gedima kulos means it looks exactly like the carbon.
It was right? Roasted. It's also
it's not just roasted. It's more than roasted. It's roasted like the carbon Pesach, right? Right. There's roasted, and then there's roasted gedima kulos, which is you take out its innards, you put them all, right? The reason right. You take the innards out and you put them all next to each other on the spit is because the carbon Pesach needs to be fully roasted and not cooked, and if you leave the innards inside, the juices within the stomach will cook what's on the inside. We don't want that. We want everything to be roasted directly by the fire, so we roast it, wait, we take out the innards and we roast it on the spit so that everything gets hit by the fire. So it's not just he's doing it.
Why did he do it, Doc? Is it as a nechama to help Yisrael, to shatter the carbon Pesach, so important?
So why did he do it? So, again, we need to figure out, well, when are we talking about?
Right.
So if we're talking about after the Beis HaMikdash, which would assume that we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel, probably the grandson and not the grandfather, mm-hmm. and two, or maybe Rabbi Gamliel at the end of his life, or whatever we're talking about, and Shimon ben Shattach is not the one who criticized Todos, therefore we're not in the Tkufa of the Bayit, we're after the Beis HaMikdash, the Machlokas seems to be whether it's proper to set up a Zecher LeMikdash or it's counterproductive. Right? Is it that you should basically imitate the Karban Pesach when there is no Beis HaMikdash? Why? So that people remember the Karban Pesach. Or do you say that no, if there's no Beis HaMikdash and you're outside of Yerushalayim, you can't make something that looks like a Karban Pesach? Right? That's a real problem. You can't do something which looks like it is Karban Pesach. Now that, if you ask me, is probably the simplest read of the Gemara as we have it here in the Bavli, right, of Todos, where whoever it is who challenged him says, the problem is it looks like Kachim. Why did he do it? Presumably because he wanted it to look like Kachim. He didn't want it to be the Karban, but he wanted it to be a Zecher, and that's exactly how Rashi understands it, seemingly, that it's a Zecher LeMikdash. Now, let's say we're talking about during Tkufa Rabayit. Right, let's say this is Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken, and it's the Girsa of the Bavli that the person who criticized Todos is Shimon ben Shattach. So the Bavli never brings up this possibility, but this emerges possibly from other sources within Chazal, because this is presented in several places. Maybe this isn't after the Beis HaMikdash, this is during the Beis HaMikdash. And the Machlokes is, right, if you look in some of the academic articles, they'll put it like this. Todos is not doing, right? We don't agree with Todos. We paskin against Todos. But what's the logic of Todos? If you live in Rome, or you live anywhere outside of, you know, the Beis HaMikdash, you can't make it to Eretz Yisrael. You can't make Yerushalayim on Pesach night. So what are you doing? What are you doing on Seder night? So one possibility is you do a Seder totally without a Karban Pesach, and you feel like there's something lacking. What's the other alternative?
Do something,
right? Do a mock Karban Pesach. It's not actually the Karban Pesach, but do a mock Karban Pesach. And therefore, the machlokes might be not how do we make a Zecher LeMikdash, but how do we celebrate Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash when there is a Beis HaMikdash, but you can't make it to Yerushalayim? Do you not have anything that looks like a Karban, or do you try to do something which imitates that which happens in the Beis HaMikdash? Yeah.
I mean, I guess the answer is, the question is obvious, because not everybody from Balbo went, by the time, even Balbo, we had a second Beis HaMikdash. Are you Pater?
You are Pater, correct.
If you don't live.
Right, if you're too far, B'derech Rechoka, it's a Pasuk. If you live far away, you don't have to come, you don't have to bring the Karban Pesach. Right, but then when you're home, so what are you going to do?
To my second question. I thought our minhag is that we don't have anything roasted.
Correct, and we're gonna get to how we got to that. That's all part of this sugya, right? We reject todos. Not only do we reject todos, our minhag is not to have any roasted meat, and we'll see the implications of this. But right now we're dealing with Rabbi Gamliel and todos, who not only do they have roasted meat, they had roasted meat in the exact same way that the Korban Pesach was brought. There is a...
In what he's having here, how does it differ from the Korban Pesach, except not being the Beit HaMikdash? In other words, you're saying it's pseudo or looks like.
It looks exactly like it. We'll see. There is a third possibility, which is even more radical. And this actually is not from an academic. This is from the Maariv Chiyus, who says, forget, imitate it. Maybe Rabban Gamliel, not this is not true of todos, but maybe Rabban Gamliel, who says Rabban Gamliel was bringing a fake Korban Pesach? Maybe he was bringing the Korban Pesach. Maariv Chiyus, as we'll see in just a moment, says, you know what, this is happening during Korban Abayit. You assume that you need a Beis HaMikdash for a Korban Pesach, but who says?
Right.
Maybe you don't. Now, this was a big machlokas, right, between the... This became a big machlokas in the modern period, right, between the Binyan Tzion, really in the Drishat Tzion, right, and the world, but by Rabbi Hirsch Kalischer and others, do you need a Beis HaMikdash to bring a Korban? Maybe Rabban Gamliel, the reason he brought a Kedima Kulos wasn't to imitate the Korban Pesach, maybe this was time of the Korban Abayit, and he was bringing the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim without a Beis HaMikdash, and the reason Nachum argued with him was because they didn't think you could bring a Korban Pesach without a Beis HaMikdash. All those are possibilities. So let's look at the sources and try to flesh out what exactly is going on here. So the Mishnah, right, we're going to just trace this here. The Mishnah appears in Psachim. It goes like this. Makom shenagu lechol tzlili lili Psachim ochlen. Oh, here we go. That's just punchy. Makom shenagu lechol tzlili lili Psachim. In a place where the minhag is to eat roasted meat on Pesach, ochlen, you're allowed to. Makom shenagu lo lechol ein ochlen. In a place where you're not allowed, where people don't eat roasted meat, you don't.
Isn't that trait?
What?
Isn't that trait?
Well, it just means that it's a real minhag, right? The Makom Shenagu is going through real minhagim, but which are dependent on place, right? Different minhagim ha-makom. And, right, the context of the perek is that you have to follow your local minhagim. And what do you do when you switch places? So the Rambam says, well, what is this machlokas? The machlokas simply is the Tama Ostrim, Achilas Basar Tli B'lo Pesach, Kidei Shelo Yachshav HaRoa Shu Keves HaPesach V'yeka Ochel Kachem Bachutz. Those who say you can't have roasted meat on Pesach night, the reason that they forbid it is because you don't want it to look like you're having the Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim, or when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Now, presumably, what is the reason of the people who allow it? So, depends. If you say that the people who are ochel basar tzli, who eat roasted meat, it just means that it's mutter, right? Then the machlokas is simply, are we worried that it's going to look like you're eating the Korban Pesach or not? But it could be, as Rashi says in our Mishnah, that there was a machlokas more than that. Not, are we worried about making it look like the Korban Pesach, but the opposite. Do we want it to look like the Korban Pesach? Right? The people who say it's usher say, we don't want it to look like you're bringing Korban Pesach outside of Beis HaMikdash. The people who say you can have roasted meat, in the case of Rabban Gamliel and Todos, by Gedima Kulos, it's clearly not you're allowed to. They're encouraging it because they want it to imitate the Korban Pesach. So the Rambam simply says that the machlokas is, are we worried about it looking like a Korban or not? But he doesn't open the possibility yet that maybe we would positively want you to do it. But that's what comes up in our Mishnah. The Tosefta in Beitza says, Ezu gedim mekulos. So what is this mekulos thing? Kulotzli, it's all roasted. Rosho krav v'kerbo. Bishol memeno kolshu. Shalak memeno kolshu. Ein ze gedim mekulos. It has to be totally roasted. Not cooked, not anything. Totally roasted. Amar Abiyosa. Todos ish romi hinegiz b'nei romi. Ligach tloim b'lelipsachem v'odin osan mekulosin. Todos, we get a bit more information here. Used to, in Rome, right? It's not just that he's Roman. It's not explicit in our Gemara that he is in Rome. No, it is. Sorry, it is. It's where our Mishnah, our Gemara rather, comes from this brisa. That in Rome, he specifically told people to not just have roasted meat, but to have roasted meat which looked like Karban Pesach. So Amar lo, af, and they said to him, af hu karav achel kachem b'chutz b'bnei. And this, we don't have an hour Gemara here. The reason that people argued with him was because he used to call it a Pesach. Right? He used to call it a Pesach. Oh. Right? Right? Okay. So it's very clear in the Tosefta, which right, our Mishnah, our Gemara quotes most of it, except for this last line, that Todos, when he said you can have a Gnima Kulos, isn't just saying you can have roasted meat, isn't just saying you can have roasted meat like the Karban Pesach, he used to call it a Pesach. Now, he probably wasn't actually bringing a Karban Pesach, he's in Rome. Right? There is no sheet that you can bring a Karban Pesach in Rome, and that's not the critique they give him, right? Right? If the Tosefta believed that Todos was bringing a Karban outside of Yerushalayim, they wouldn't have said Karov, that it's almost like he's bringing a Karban, they would have said he is bringing a Karban. But Todos is clearly creating a imitation Karban Pesach, right? It's not just you're allowed to have it, he's saying you should, right? Your Seder should imitate the Seder in the Beis HaMikdash. And again, is this post-Mikdash or during the Mikdash? It depends. When does Todos live? Todos may live during the time of the Korban HaBayit, in which case the machlokes is, are you supposed to have a zecher lemikdash, or he's living during Tkufat HaBayit, in which case the machloket is, when you don't make it to Yerushalayim, when the Beis HaMikdash exists, should you have a mock Pesach? Again, it's not a Pesach, but it's a mock Pesach.
But how could, you think about it, a lot of people presumably did not go Olei Regel, they stayed home. How did they do how did they do the whole process was centered around the Korban Pesach?
Okay, so because you said that, I'm going to skip to this because I was going to get to it later, but I did. Look at number 11. So the answer to your question is okay. Well, let's say you follow Todos's minhag, right? The opposite of our psak, right? You followed Todos as the simple read of the Tosefta, that he thought you were supposed to, how were you supposed to make a seder outside of Yerushalayim? You were supposed to imitate the Beis HaMikdash. So how extreme does that go? So look at 11. Yehuda Zolden quotes this. Yesh hagadot mitkufat ha-gaonim, bahem nitzet bracha. There were certain hagadot that you can find from the Gaonic period which had the following bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Tziva Lechol Matzah Merorim Basar Tzli Ish. Right? Even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, used to say a bracha, who commanded us to have matzah and maror and roasted meat La'askir Gverotav Baruch atah Hashem Zocher HaBrit. Meaning, even after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, they included in their bracha a reference to the Karban Pesach, when they were eating their matzah and the maror, presumably their roasted meat. It doesn't mean that they did what Todos did, that they made a one which looks like the Karban Pesach. It could just be they had roasted meat. It could just be they were having roasted meat. But it's clear that what are they doing? They're responding to Alan's question. They're saying, yeah, how do you make a Seder outside of Yerushalayim, when there's no Karban Pesach? The answer is, you imitate the Beis HaMikdash as much as you possibly can, including having meat that looks like the Karban Pesach and making a bracha that includes that. Now, lest you think that minhag is dead, there's a incredible tshuva by Rav Avadia. I'm not saying this is mutter, I'm just saying this happened. Rav Avadia has a tshuva. You know, usually Rav Avadia's tshuvot are pretty straightforward. Like, he gets simple questions and he gives very, very complex answers. He got one question from someone who said, I live on a kibbutz, and our minhag is that on Seder night, we roast meat on a spit, and we make the bracha al achilas kadshim before we eat it. Is that a problem? And he says, yes, that is a big problem. You're literally trying to bring kadshim b'chutz. But mistake it is. But it reflects a certain custom and a certain sensitivity that existed in different forms the position of Rabban Gamliel, the position of Todos, which we reject, that Pesach night is supposed to be as close as possible to imitating Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. So,
But even during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, I mean, he's talking about after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.
Well, again, it's not clear, right? Todos might be during the Beis HaMikdash, right? Oh, so again,
sure. That's why I'm talking about the tshuva you just quoted. But he's talking about after the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, so even after the Beis HaMikdash, Todos might be during, might be after,
during,
we don't know.
Even during the Beis HaMikdash, clearly they had to shecht and eat meat, right? They shechted and they ate meat.
Yeah.
You know, whether they used the bama or didn't use the bama, they had a pseudo Korban Pesach, a pseudo Chagiga. They had to.
Okay, you know, so again...
They didn't have a Seder.
So again, we'll skip... But again, we'll skip to yours again. Here, look at number... It started renumbering. I don't know what happened here. Look at number 2 that starts again. Right? It starts renumbering again. At after the Maritz Chiyah, I guess it just got messed up by the PDF there in the middle. The first page. Where should be 6. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it goes 1, 2 again for some reason. So Revoad Fixler, I just brought him because I don't have access to Safrai. Uh-huh. But Safrai, right, one of the most prominent academics of rabbinic literature, suggests exactly like Alan that Todos lived in the time of the Mikdash. Right, his berachir mitbal yoter aladat haynu shizmano shel Todos who lifneit kufana minagim afim b'mishnah. Todos lived before the Mishnah. Zmano shel Todos in a baro. I don't know when he lives exactly. Vidachinki Todos chay b'me'abayi. Maybe it was during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Lefias berzeh b'me Todos ha'pesach hukrav k'karban Yerushalayim v'chachamim nasfu b'mishen eged maaseh b'chol rechvei ha'olam. Meaning there was a carbon pesach being brought in Yerushalayim. There were people who said, "Well, how do I make a seder outside Yerushalayim by making a something which looks like the Korban Pesach, which isn't." And the Chachamim were opposed to this. But Todos reflects a minhag that existed in the world, which was the way we celebrate Pesach outside Yerushalayim is to make it look like you're in Yerushalayim. Right?
But if that's the rationale there, they would oppose that because Yerushalayim was having the Korban that was Beit HaMikdash.
And it looks like you're bringing Korban HaPachutz.
Which would mean that if the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, they should allow the Korban.
Well, have that or it'll be worse. It could be one, right? It could be it's only a problem when there is a Beit HaMikdash, or you could say it's a problem for sure when you can't bring a Pesach anywhere. But I hear what you're saying, right? You could say that.
Whether the centrality.
Right, I mean, you could say that when there is Yerushalayim, so you want Yerushalayim to be the only place that looks like Korban Pesach. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then they'd be more amenable to Zecher. You're right, it could be. We don't know. One of the big problems in this sugya is trying to figure out, okay, we have 3 different minhagim we have to contend with, right? Todos is minhag David Gedima Kulas. We don't know if he lived during Tkuvat HaBayit. We know he lived in Rome. We don't know if he lived in, but we don't know whether he lived during or after the Korban HaBayit. Rabban Gamliel, who we don't know if it's Rabban Gamliel Hazaken in Yerushalayim during the Bayit, or it's Rabban Gamliel after Korban HaBayit, and then all the minhagim of the people who had roasted meat clearly after Korban HaBayit, not the makulas, not this special type of roasted meat, but the roasted meat. We need to deal with each minhag. So
there's even another shita, which is, I've seen an article which basically said for a period of time after the structure of the second Beis HaMikdash, they continued.
Yes.
Right.
That we have that here too, right? We have that here too.
Okay, but when you're saying Zecher LeMikdash, is that quite literally Zecher LeMikdash, or is it Chinuch so we don't forget how the process?
Well, Zecher LeMikdash means multiple things at different places in Shas, right? Zecher LeMikdash, to make things even more complicated, right? Zecher LeMikdash in certain places in Shas means doing something differently to emphasize that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So, for example, the Gemara Menachos Samach Vav suggests, according to one shita, that when we count Sfiras HaOmer nowadays, if you assume it's Derabanan because there's no Omer, we should only count, right, days and not weeks, because it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. So there, Zecher LeMikdash means we should do a mere commemoration. On the other hand, we have Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's position that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you used to shake the lulav in Yerushalayim all 7 days, and outside Yerushalayim only on the first day. Mm-hmm. But once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Zechel HaMikdash, we shake the lulav all 7 days outside Yerushalayim. So sometimes Zechel HaMikdash means that we try to imitate what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes it means we try to dafka not imitate what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not clear. It could mean both. Right? So Zechel HaMikdash is an ambiguous term that only complicates things, right, rather than clarifies. So to understand all of this, we need to say, okay, so what do we have? One possibility is the issue of todos is if you're living b'tkufat habayit, not in Yerushalayim, not in Eretz Yisrael, you're living in Rome, let's say. So how do we participate in Pesach? Todos felt, according to Safrai, and the simple read of the Tosefta is, even if you're not in Yerushalayim, the best way to celebrate Pesach is to make it look as close to possible as if you're in Yerushalayim. The Chachamim felt, no, your job is to not look like you're bringing a korban, either, as Howie said, because we want to emphasize the centrality of Yerushalayim, or on a very technical level, we don't want people to think that you're allowed to bring a korban outside Yerushalayim, like just a Maariv Zayin issue. Raman Gamliel as well, Hagdima Kulas. Now, it could be that he also is living with Tufar Abayit and similar to Todos, or both Todos and Raman Gamliel could be after Korban Abayit, and their machlokas is, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, do you try to commemorate the Korban Pesach, or do you try to dafka not commemorate the Korban Pesach, because we don't want to make it look like you're bringing a Korban when there's not Tufar Abayit? Then you have a third issue, or third, whatever, which is the question of roasted meat. Okay, let's say you oppose Gdim Kulas, right? You don't want to go so far as to make meat which actually looks like the Korban Pesach. But can you have meat that isn't mamish like the Korban Pesach, right? It's not roasted on the spit exactly the Korban Pesach, but can you have meat that is roasted so it looks a little bit like the Korban Pesach? And there again, we have some people who say you either, it's mutter, right? Which could just mean, look, we're not so worried about you thinking it's a Korban Pesach. Those who say it's usser, because they say we are worried that you'll think it's a Korban Pesach. And then the Tkufat Agonim, the Haggadah that we have in the Tkufat Agonim, no. The people who ate roasted meat specifically had roasted meat. Maybe they didn't go as far as Raman Gamliel and have roasted meat on a spit that looked like Korban Pesach, but they also felt that you should somehow commemorate the Korban Pesach, and therefore they had roasted meat, and they said a bracha, which incorporated not just matzah and maror, but in some way, the Korban Pesach. The Martzchius, as I already mentioned, but now we'll see it inside, brings a fourth possibility that maybe we're not arguing about imitating the Korban Pesach during Tkufat Abayit. We're not arguing about imitating the Korban Pesach after Tkufat Abayit. We're not even arguing about having roasted meat that sort of looks like the Korban Pesach after Tkufat Abayit. This is what we're talking about. Look at the Martzchius. V'makom acher hereti ki av achar korban habayit Yerushalayim terem shechar v'beitar. I've proved elsewhere that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, before Beitar was destroyed, kinun beit shana asta Beitar achar korban HaMikdash, you had 52 years, u'meshech hazmanu makriven adayin korbanot Yerushalayim. People used to bring korbanot after korban habayit. Period, end of story. Af opish loyam Beis HaMikdash, with no Beis HaMikdash, k'moshe matzinu, mist nedicates it so that I'm running a little to the avdo save it's lay Elias a pesach baskol shach stora va hareng am wheels out don't shall tell you is man really sure and coming a little to yave shay a dying cut them is not a korban a mesh man terms is man running a little the khule khule mesh khachma says as a mesh khachma rats khia says no that forget todos is in Rome, this isn't todos anymore, but Ram Gamliel said, why do you think Ram Gamliel is bringing a mock korban pesach? He's bringing Korban Pesach, period. The machlokes from Gamliel and the Chachamim and our Mishnah isn't, should you commemorate the Korban Pesach, is, do you need a Beis HaMikdash to bring a Korban Pesach? And Ram Gamliel said, no. And therefore, this wasn't a mock Korban Pesach. He brought the Korban Pesach. Simple. That was it. Right? Not Todos. Again, this is not Todos. Todos is in Rome. Todos is clearly not bringing the actual Korban Pesach. But Ram Gamliel is in Yerushalayim after Korban Abayit, and he's bringing the Korban Pesach. Now, as I put,
where the Beis Hamikdash was,
yeah. In Makom Hamikdash, right?
So why can't this? Why is there no hafra that whether you need chitzos or not to bring korbanos?
Right. Well, meaning
he says it's so clear that.
Well, I mean, Marzchi is Paskins, like, you know, like that whole school, Rav Shvir's Kalisher, you know. I mean, he just assumes all that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, he's weighing in on a big machlokas in his time period, or slightly before his time period. So here, like I said, so now we have, you know, four possibilities of what's going on, not in each sugya, but total, right? We have possibility one, right? So possibility one, Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim are arguing about whether, when there's no Beis Hamikdash, can you bring the actual Korban Pesach? Rav Gamliel, according to Marzchi, said yes and brought it. Chachamim said no. Possibility two is, or case two, is during the time of the Bayit, but outside Eretz Yisrael, which is Safrai's understanding of Todos, the simple understanding of the Tosefta, which is, if you're living B'tkufat HaBayit, but you're not in Yerushalayim, should you dafka avoid looking like you bring the Korban Pesach, or try to imitate it? Todos felt you imitate it, the Chachamim felt you didn't. Level three is after Korban HaBayit, which is the way, right, is another way of explaining Rav Gamliel, do you try to create a Zechel HaMikdash of making it look like you're still in the time of the Mikdash, or do you avoid that? And four is, even if you don't think you should have a mamish gedima kulas, a Pesach that looks like the one in Yerushalayim, should you avoid even roasted meat because that looks too much like the Karban, or like the Haggadah that we have from the Tkufat HaGaonim, even though we don't endorse having a Karban looking thing, we do endorse making a commemoration of the Karban Pesach by at least having roasted meat and perhaps even commemorating it in the brachot. So those are the four sort of levels that we have here. And here, for the next sort of 6-7 sources, I've broken down different aspects of these four levels. So you look at the second time three comes up. This is again from this article of Fixler, where he really... Oh, at Fixler, he's a guy around Gush, but he writes very clearly, and he summarized a lot of the academic material, which is hard to access and very, very long. But I can send you longer articles if you want. And he writes, "Deyazu, I'm afshar lasot zecher lo korban pesach gam lachar korban." So let's move beyond Maritz Chiyas. Let's move beyond the possibility that Todos is living during the time of the Bayit. Let's look to level three. Do you make, after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, a Pesach-like thing as a zecher? So he said that notion, or that machlokas, of how do you commemorate the Korban Pesach after Korban HaBayit, mofia ba'od misbar mekomot, appears in many places. Kachlo mashalo lemi divrei tosefta ba'olot. I mean, this is not a local machlokas to the Korban Pesach. Look at this tosefta in Olot. Hamita'eret ken Hashim da'agu liot yaurim gam lachar levaya beit dagan be'erev Pesach. There were people, according to the Tosefta and Olod, who after destruction of the Beis HaMikdash would be Machbed on Tara. And Erev Pesach, they would make sure that they were Tahor. Kidei Lasos is a Pesach L'Erev. Why? Because they would make a Pesach-like thing on Pesach. We're not talking Yerushalayim. Because we're in Beit Dagan. Kachanu Motzim Gam L'Gavei Ashkelon. Maaseh b'Rebbi, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, b'Elazar HaKapar, sheshavtu b'chanot shel Pazi b'Lud. Another story in the Tosefta. In they're sitting in Lud. V'hayar v'Pinchas b'Niyar Yoshe l'Fnein. Amru lo, Ashkelon, ma'atemba. Right? What do you do here? So Amr lehen, mochrim chitim b'liska ocha lehen. We'll leave that aside. V'tovlin. What do we do in Erev Pesach? We go to the mikvah. And we eat our Pesach at night. Now, we're not talking Yerushalayim. This clearly isn't a real Pesach. They're in Lud. Right? They're in Ashkelon. They're in Lud. This one's in Ashkelon, right? Yeah, this is in Ashkelon. Right? In Ashkelon. But what was the minhag? They used to really imitate the Beis HaMikdash. They used to go to the mikvah and eat something that looked like Pesach. Amar lo, ma shana ba me'eretz ha'amim? How could you do that? You know, what is this? Right? How do you do such a thing? Right? This is no difference than being outside in Chutz Laretz. But Midubar al Anashim shechayu ba'Ashkelon. What is this telling you? That we're talking about people lived in Ashkelon. V'dogu li'isha'er telrim be'erav pesach menas lakriv v'lachu pesach be'erav. V'adai shalom v'darim me'a bayir. There's no way the Beis HaMikdash exists. Al Anashim shenagu la'asod zeicha l'karban pesach kefishim afim mishnaseinu. It seems to be that there were other people who had this minhag, not just Reuven Gamliel, of commemorating Karban Pesach, making a mock Karban Pesach, maybe going as far as to maintaining Tara. And therefore our Mishnah may just be part of that phenomenon. And the halacha wasn't ruled decisively, at least not at that point. There must have been two different minhagim that just existed. There were people who followed Rabbi Gamliel and people who followed the Chacham. Then he adds, these different minhagim are also in the different minhagim shel manishtana. Shall be mesored haEretz haYisraelit. Bitkiteya ginizanu motzim benusach shall halayla hazu kulotzli. The minhag Eretz Yisrael for hundreds of years was that Manishtana always maintained the question from the time of the Beit Hamikdash: why tonight do we only eat roasted meat? V'chein bracha miuchedet, as we saw before, lechilat matzah merorim bitzbasar tzli va'esh. So yeah.
Why, when it says "v'chin et psachim pschehen b'la erev," do you say it's a mock and not?
I assume really because it's not Yerushalayim. I assume because it's not Yerushalayim, right? Meaning, the only evidence we have of people bringing actual. I mean, Todos Hiromi also called his thing a Pesach, but the Tosefta says the rabbis who criticized him only said it looks like you're bringing carbon Pesach, not that you're actually being doing violent shkutei chutz. Right, and also here he criticizes them, but he never says you're being makrav kachem b'chutz. He says, "How can you do that? You're tamei." Right,
so outside of
yeah, outside and you can't eat the Pesach. So the fact that the rabbis who critique them for sort of side points rather than saying you're violating shkutei chutz implies that this is all a zecher. That's not necessarily true of Rami Gamliel according to Maritzchius, but according but a Todos or these people in Ashkelon, it sounds like we're talking about a zechar. So what Fixler notes here is that taking the assumption that Rav Gamliel is not, like the Maritzchius, actually bringing the Karban Pesach, but rather he reflects a tradition of people who thought that after the Churban HaBayit you were supposed to commemorate Pesach by doing something that looked pretty darn close to the Karban Pesach, he said it wasn't like that minhag dissipated so fast. Rav Gamliel did it. Todos did it. The people on Ashkelon made sure they were tahor when they did it. For hundreds of years in Eretz Yisrael, the Manishtana maintained kulo tzli. They clearly ate roasted meat, not just because they thought it was mutter, but with the active intent of commemorating Karban Pesach to the point where, again, they included it in Manishtana, included it in the brachos. So this position of Rav Gamliel...
Do we actually find this machlokes in the Mishnah, though?
Yeah, Rami Gamliel Chachamim. That's how we understand.
No, but I'm saying just in terms of being able to makrov korbanos outside of the.
No. That's
says that.
We don't have that in the Mishnah. That's why there was such a machlokes in the time of Tzvi Kalischer and Rav Ettlinger and the like.
Actually says it.
No, if we had an explicit Gemara that said it was mutter, then the machlokas would have been open and shut. Instead, right. it was quite a heated machlokas for a while.
Right.
What about what's mutter?
Bringing karbanos when there's no Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
So Hirsch Kalischer famously argued that you could.
Isn't there a Gemara that says that?
No, there's no explicit Gemara that says you could do it.
There's no Gemara.
Like Klein? Yeah, isn't that what Yeshua said?
No, that's the whole point. That was the machlokas of Hirsch Kalischer and his detractors.
He based it on the fact that there was supposedly there were some specific evidence that they brought karbonas after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash.
Statement more that you can.
I mean, then the machlokas was how do you read that? That was.
But people use the word klein.
Yeah, but what again? We could have a whole shiur on that question of the whole machlokas drishat zion and everybody else, but. It's not 100% clear. If it was 100% clear, it wouldn't have been a machlokas. But no, it was, it's there's a level of unclarity to it. But again, the Maritzchius like the Chiddush Kalasher, says no. It's obvious you can do it, and that's why he said that Reuven Gamliel was doing was not bringing a fake carbon. He was bringing a carbon in Yerushalayim after Korban Abayit without a Beis Hamikdash, and that was what the Chum argued on. Not really clear why they argue, though. If it's obvious, right? But obviously, it's not obvious. That's the way it works.
If that was okay. Todros' positions, how would he?
That was whose position?
If Todros.
Oh yeah, Todros.
How would he actually get around the issue of Tumas Chislorets?
No, he wasn't actually bringing a carbon. Todros is clearly not actually bringing a carbon. He's in Rome, right? And as you said, even the Tosefta, which says that he used to say this is a Pesach, they didn't criticize him for bringing a carbon outside of Yerushalayim. So clearly, it was a mock one, right? Mm-hmm. No one seems to have actually brought a carbon in Rome. I mean, maybe people did, but no one... Right, that's not a position that's entertained in Tanaitic literature.
Even if they did it in Alexandria.
Whatever. There were people doing it. That's not the point. The point is that in Tanaitic literature, no one who's worth naming ever even has that. Even the people we argue on vehemently are only bringing mock karbanot, or maybe Reuven Gamliel is bringing it, but in Yerushalayim. No one's bringing karban outside Yerushalayim that's worth mentioning. Okay. The Yerushalmi and Psachim...
First recorded Gregus.
However, our minhag tends to go to the opposite extreme, right? Even though there was all these minhagim, the standard minhag is to take the other minhag in the Mishnah, which is not only do we not make a fake carbon Pesach, we don't have roasted meat at all, right? That's the standard minhag. And if you look at 5 in the Yerushalmi takes it farther. Rabbi Ba, Kabai, Kume, Rabbi Imi, Afilu Bazar Egel. Okay, when we say you can't have roasted meat, right, we go in the opposite extreme. We don't want to do anything that looks like you're having a carbon Pesach. Okay, so when we say roasted, does that only mean a roasted lamb or goat, meaning something that could be a carbon Pesach? What about roasted meat, cow meat? Amar le afil basar egel. Yeah, you can't even have cow meat. Afil basar oaf. What about chicken? Amar le afil basar oaf. Savrin meimer afilu beitza afilu kulkas. So they said, okay, so how far are you going to take this? Does that mean I can't have an egg? Right? I can't have a roasted egg? Amar of you then berichanen uvad min ashkita. No. The minug is to not have roasted meat. Anything which is shechted, you can't have roasted. You can have roasted vegetables for all you want, right? That's not, no one's going to confuse your roasted carrot for a carbon Pesach. But the, right, we take the, right, so far we've developed all sort of the extreme either bring carbon Pesach after Korban Abayit, or imitate the carbon Pesach, or bring roasted meat.
These are Amorim, right? These ones. Right?
Yeah, Amorim. Yeah.
So this is much later.
This is much later. Yeah. The Yerushalmi is much later than the Brisos and the stuff, right? The minhag that developed, whatever minhag was going on in Tkufat HaTanaim, the prevalent minhag later became more and more the other minhag in the Mishnah, which is not to have a fake carbon Pesach and not to have roasted meat and not to do anything. If you look at 6, Fixler notes, B'divrei Yerushalmi lo mefurash lo reis haminhag hitna hela diyun bein Rabbi Ba Rabbi Ami. It's not totally clear in the Yerushalmi according to whom this minhag is going on. Nitan lehasbir she diyun lo ne'amar lefi minhag mesuyam amarim danu b'ofen kali alma mishnah dibra. It could be that they're not arguing about an actual minhag that happened. They're just saying, according to the Shita who says that you shouldn't have roasted meat,
right,
how far does it go? They're not telling you that they didn't eat it. They're just saying that if you hold you can't have roasted meat, you can't even have roasted chicken. And then they're just teaching you that even the position who holds you can't have roasted meat thinks you can have roasted eggs. And Lamaisa, there are different minhagim for the history of the Jewish people. Eidur achado nagu lachin basar mevushal v'acherot echenut sliv v'nimnu olav k'mishpachot k'fi shekrivu korban pesach mea bayit. And arbei me'adur ha-mizrach nagim kach. Re'ei l'dugma perut minagim b'fer shalei tamar l'yushal mipsachem al atar. And he said, you know what? It's true that for most of us Ashkenazim, what we're familiar with, right? This all seems foreign to us because we're familiar with communities where the minhag was to not have roasted meat and to go as far as you can from roasted meat and have nothing roasted and have, boiled chicken and whatever at the Seder. But while the other minhag mostly died out, except for that community that wrote his letter to Rav Ovadia, but mostly bringing a carbon Pesach after the structure of the Beis HaMikdash has died out, That sentiment that maybe we should try to commemorate the Beis HaMikdash as much as possible didn't fully die out, and the minhag in many Eidut HaMizrach was, like the other minhag in the Mishnah, to have roasted meat, and apparently there were people who even had the minhag to be nimno alav kimishpachot, right, to decide in advance what family members were going to get to eat there, and once you made the decision, coming to Pesach, no one else was allowed to come, just like the Karban Pesach. So, it's true, the dominant minhag that we're familiar with is at the other extreme of everything we've seen. No, they would just say, okay, you're right, if you didn't come. Exactly. Now, even though our minhag, the Ashkenazi minhag, has gone to the other extreme, that doesn't mean that we totally gave up on commemorating the Mikdash, because it's true, we don't make a Kedima Kulos, we don't have roasted meat. What do we do, though? Right? Yeah, exactly, right? We've gone from one extreme to, and that starts in the Kolbo. You look at the seven in the Kolbo. Muvian Salbo, Yerokagon, Karbot, Chazeret, Vazroa, Sle, Zecher, Lepesach, Ubeitza, Mibushel, Zecher, Lechagiga, Vachalosh, Matzore. Well, we know our minhag is, we've gone to the other extreme. There were people who commemorated it by going to the mikvah and bringing a fake carbon pesach and being nimen avalev kemishpachos and making brachos. And we, you know, Ashkenazim don't have roasted meat, but we roast a little shank bone, we put it on the table, and an egg, and we call it the chagiga, and shalom al Yisrael. Right, so, you know, nar naru pashte. Everyone has their own minag. But, and you look at Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Paskin this way, number 8, Mevin Lefnei Baal HaBayit, Kara Sheyesh Bashalash Matzos, Umar V'Charoses V'Karpas, Yerek Acher, V'Cholmez V'Melech, Shnei Tavshilin, right? We bring the Kara, as we know, with Matzot and Maror and all that, and we bring two cooked foods, Echad Zeichel Pesach, Echad Zeichel Chagiga, but V'Nagu V'Basar V'Beitz, and the Minog is meat and an egg. And the Ramah says, V'Basar Nagu Sheyazroa, V'Nagu Shabasar Yetzalu, Yal Gacholim, V'Beitz Timu Shelet, the minhag is to have a roasted piece of meat, and the egg should be cooked, and then maybe also roasted, and that's the minhag there. I'd mentioned the Gemara already in Pesachim, but well, let's look at it inside just so we've seen it. The Gemara had said, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav Asul Aladam Shiomer Basar Zed LePesachu." Right, part of our opposition to making it look like we're having the Pesach Bachutz, is that we Paskin, it's usher to say this meat is for Pesach. Now the Poskim get into a whole diyun, so how can it be? It's, if you take this Gemara literally, that means that when you buy your meat for Pesach, or you cook your meat for Pesach, you can't say, this meat is for Pesach night. Right? Because you're saying, this is for Pesach. So a lot of the Poskim say, no, it's mutter, it only means you can't say it for Karban Pesach, you're allowed to say it for Pesach night, or if it's clear that you mean Pesach the Yontif, you don't mean Pesach the Karban.
You said Pesach, you didn't say Karban Pesach.
Right, so...
No, I'm just saying.
Right, well, I mean, you know, but we technically answer this. Because it looks like you're eating bachotz. That's only true of meat. Right, your wheat, you could say. The mintel pischa kamar, because then it's clear that you mean it's for, you know, the matzah. Uvasar lo, meat, it's not a problem. Meis ve'am rabbi Yossi, todes yirom, hig b'nei romi, lechol g'diyem kulosm le'i petzach, and sholcholo imalei todes ata, gozorni lachanidi, shata machal yisrael v'kachem v'chutz, kachem zaklel la'ima korov lachal is kachem v'chutz, right? We saw that. Which implies that mikulos in shein mikulos lo, it's only a problem if it's actually mikulos. So, amri mikulos lo shna, amar lo shna lo, amar, he said no. If it looks like the Karban Pesach, it doesn't matter whether you say Pesach or not. She'eino mekul, if it's just plain roasted, so then peirush in. If you say Pesach, it's a problem. Lo peirush, lo. If you didn't say it, no. So again, the Bavli militates against this, right? The Bavli doesn't want you to call something Pesach, right? It has a machlokas. It's open to the machlokas of whether you're allowed to eat roasted meat at all, but it definitely doesn't want you saying this is Pesach, right? The Bavli's minag pushes to the other extreme. The only thing left is whether you think you're allowed to have roasted meat or not allowed to have roasted meat, but you clearly can't call it a Pesach. In the Shut Gaone Mizrach, Umay Rev, number 10, in the Gaonic periods, you see the minhag of the Gaonim, or many of the Gaonim, was to permit it. But they wouldn't permit it mekulas, right? You could only eat it in pieces. Of gedima kulas also lechol b'neishem b'schalif b'pesach the karmin to the yisromi hineged b'nei romi lechol gedima kulasim b'arvei psachim. So just to summarize what we've seen, and then what's left here is just the halacha l'maisa. We have the position of Todos, the position of Rabban Gamliel, the position of a whole bunch of other people living in the Tanakh period, the Amoraic period, the Gaonic period, and to just set out all the different nagim we have. Okay? Possibility one of Rabban Gamliel versus Chachamim is Martzchius. The Machlokas is, very simply, after Korban Abayit in Yerushalayim, can you bring an actual Korban or no? Rabban Gamliel said yes, Chachamim say no. That's possibility one. Case two, living outside Yerushalayim during Tkufat Abayit, which might be Todos, do you, Dafka, avoid looking like you bring your Korban Pesach, or do you, Dafka, try to make it look like the Korban Pesach, Todos brings one, everyone else argues on him. Possibility three, after Korban Abayit, outside Yerushalayim, do you try to make a Zecher L'Mikdash by having Gedima Kulos or no? The Minog of possibly of Rabban Gamliel, possibly of Todos, not clear, right? Could be all, any of them. Clearly the people in Ashkelon was to bring a Gedima Kulos, maybe even go to the mikvah, treat it like a Korban Pesach as a Zecher. The majority position of the Chachamim was, no, we avoid that. Level four is, okay, even if you forbid Gedima Kulos, what about roasted meat that you call Pesach? So that, according to the Bavli, that's all that Todos was doing, right? It was sorry, he was having Gedima Kulos. But then the Bavli has a Machlokas, okay, what if you're having non-Gedima Kulos, but it's roasted and you're calling it Pesach? So the Bavli pushes against, he can't even do that. What about roasted meat without calling it a Pesach? So that, the Mishnah says, is a legitimate machlokes. Majority Ashkenazi position is to not have any roasted meat at all. However, there was a minhag teiman, or there still is a minhag teiman, to have roasted meat, not to call it a Pesach, but to be nimna alav, right, to treat it in certain ways like the Pesach, by being nimna alav l'mishpachot and the like. And you find evidence of this in the Manishtana, right, where they were calling it, where they were eating tzli, they were saying kulot tzli, some of them even had brachot. And we mentioned there are sort of minhage ta'ot, like that kibbutz that wrote to Rabbi Avadia, who thought it was a good idea to bring Gedima Kulos nowadays and make a bracha al achilas kachim. That's definitely a mistake, right? But you see that this continues. Now, Ashkenazim, who don't even have roasted meat, so what do we do, right? What's left of these very expensive Zechel Mikdash Minhagim? We have a Zroah, right? We are at the other extreme. We have a Zroah. That's where we get to. So like I said, okay, so Halacha L'Maisa, the Minhag HaRavach is to not have roasted meat. You look at Shulchan Aruch, number 12. Makom shenego lechol tzli b'leilei psachim ochlem. Makom shenego shelo lechol ein ochlem. Gzeir Hashem yomru bazar pesachu. If the minhag is to have roasted meat, you can have it. If the minhag is not to, don't. V'chol makom asur lechol said tzli kulo k'echa b'leilei zeh, but you definitely can't have gedima kulas. V'mnei shenir ochel kachim b'chutz. V'im ayim b'chuto chashgazer menu eiver shalak bo eiver v'u b'chubar. But if you cut it into pieces or you cook some of it, and he says, according to the people who think it's aser, afilu baser egel va'ov kol davar shetan shchita aser lechol tzli makom shenago shelochol tzli. And the Mishnah Berurah tells you, right? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin. He just says there are different minhagim. The Ashkenazi minhag, as the Mishnah Berurah tells you, is shelo lechol uve'ilu aratzos ein nagin lechol tzli v'shnei leilos bafilu tzli kedar. Not only are we machmir to not have gedima kulos, not only do we not have roasted meat, we don't even have pot roast. Right, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't even have pot roast, which is not roasting, it's cooking. But it looks sort of like roasting, and therefore you can't have it. Perish and it's lobikder belomayim vishum mashke, mizbashu b'mol, yotzimenu, afal pishin, adom, l'tleira pesach, even though it looks nothing like a pesach. Sha pesach shen it's lobikder apostle. Not only does it not look like a pesach, if you pot roasted the pesach, it would be invalid. Afilu achi yesh la'osa b'pnei maras ayin. Right? Despite that, it is usur. Because you might end up roasting meat, even if you cooked it first. Even if you cooked it and then pot roasted it. But for this, I'll be making on a chole. Not everyone agrees with this.
Yeah. Sorry. Kolbo, it's pretty late, like about 1400.
Yeah, 14th century, yeah.
So what happened before that?
We don't know.
It's pretty late to come up with.
I mean, he records a lot of early Menhagim in Provence, but yes, he's pretty late. We don't know what comes before that. Now this is the position of Mishnah Berurah. You look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he argues on this in 14. He says it's lekeder hainu lahasim avaser b'gedir b'lamayim nearly the mutter. He said, no, I'm not willing to go that far. I'm willing to say you can't have roasted meat, but pot roast? What is this? He said, b'chi agam gizim b'gmara avashish plukta sham achzeu le'inin malchot v'hulayam v'pesach pasol de'enot z'liyeh. He said, it's puzzle. Right? It's not a good part of carbon pesach. What do you want from my life? How far are you going to this? If you skip down three lines, he quotes that many of the achronim are Oser, right? The Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Magen Avram. So look, just three lines from the end. V'lo yadati lama l'lachmir min haga balma. Look how far we've gone with this minhag. I have no idea why you're being machmir. Medavar she'ein bo tam. It makes no sense. V'zezu rayim v'mashkot v'ez yodzev hil basar of. V'egel v'of. He said, you want to bring a proof from a chicken? Because you'll tell me. Of course it's Oser. If we Oser even chickens, which are pasul, so we should Oser pot roast. He said, I don't know what you want from me. He said, Eino dimion, dahasam kibbelo aleim, shalechal tzli, kibbelo aleim kolmen tzli. That's the minhag. But this is not the minhag. What do you want from me? The minhag is to have pot roast. So there's a machlokas in Ashkenazim, right? This is how far we've gotten, right? We've gone from people who made virtual carbon pesachs outside of Yerushalayim or whatever to the Ashkenazi minhag where we argue about can you have a pot roast, right, which is possible carbon pesach, but sort of somewhat something looks like a carbon pesach, right? There, the Aruch HaShulchan is willing to make on the Mishnah Berurah, isn't willing to make on that. Okay. I gave you a few more just halachos. He says, okay, I'll just read it outside. He said, why is it that, right, why, well, barbecue is the same thing, right? He says, why can't you have basar egel and oaf, even though it can't be a Pesach, because it looks like it. Fine. What is excluded? Fish and eggs and vegetables, presumably. He does note, however, that if there's a minog to eat roasted meats, and then you can have roasted meat, and presumably you can even have an egel, which is a tzoli kulo. You can't have a gdi, which is mekulas, but you could have an egel mekulas, presumably, if you wanted. You look at 15, let's just run through it. The Piskei Chuvos just writes, v'neish, nogin, less, or achilas tliyaf b'yom. Some people even more machmir and don't just forbid it at night, they forbid it even during the day, right? Do people have this minhag?
I heard about it.
You've heard about it? Yeah, okay.
What, during the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard.
Not have roasted meat during the day? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Satmar doesn't have fish during Pesach. All of Pesach.
Okay. I agree. There's a lot of minhagim on it.
Because they used to put bread in the
I've met people who have minhag not to have garlic on Pesach, right, for all types of reasons. There are people who have minhag not to have garlic on Pesach because it will cause the chametz in your teeth to be ole. There are all types of interesting minhagim. Chabad doesn't have water from the tap on Pesach. There are all types of interesting minhagim on Pesach. Okay. Piskei Chuvos continues. Basar metukon b'shemen v'taftilin dino ki tzliv asar lachlovel Pesach v'yishom v'shein l'hachmer b'zeh. There's a machlok is about frying. Right, is frying, right, roasting or not? It's a machlokes. Basar me'ushan dino kitzli. If you think that you can't have roasted meat, you also can't have smoked meat. And basar should slow v'achar kach bishlo kazav mishnah berurah shemutter. If you roasted it first, but then you cooked it, the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter. Amnam yesham she'ein lahadir el es atzarch zim chaz yom tov. Some say if it was ever roasted, it's aser. V'yesham sharak and bishlo od me'er v'yom tov mutter l'achlo. Some say it's only mutter if you cooked it on erev yom tov. V'knisa chaga yitzoli. But if it was roasted when yom tov started, af in bishlo balayla ein l'achlo b'leile pesach. It has some magic iser.
But none of this has nothing to do with the Tekanos of Yochanan ben Zakkai.
No.
None of it. We went to the real thing.
We never said any of this.
Yeah, we go to the opposite extreme. Now, the Magen Avraham explicitly says you are allowed to have roasted meat during the day. Okay, the last thing I gave you is the Beis Yehuda here, who goes even farther than anybody we've seen. He says, "Ve'ein lahatir b'tzlias hazroa mishum duroy la'achlo b'yom delo amru Israel b'layla v'dumiyus karmen pesach the ain's man achilas el b'layla v'im nisher men leboker ve'noser delesa the iser achilas tzliv magam shenagu shalachal who bein b'layla b'yom delo bein andafka dumiyus dichas pesach ma'mash." Right, he says you shouldn't even allow the roasting this zroa.
because you might eat it.
Because you might eat it, right? Right. We've taken it to the wildest extreme. Ravim came the first mandem the pesach in nechal al chatzos the sasam lantanik avazir per geizum mkoman b'sof psachim the tnan a pesach chatzos mitamis yadam the isa asam gemara nemra liba the mutter lechol tliach chatzos lo mexico chakachim came the osur shah einos man chalasa v'alles the masnisim ktanim makom shenagul lechol b'leil psachim ein ochlin the mashma kol alayla umay masnisa liba the kuliyama v'hadikani leila lav dafkler vasa the makom shenagul lechol nakalava o the iben and dumni the pesach lo avi leil lasser kulos dafka the vidumni the pesach v'hanan asam feel baser egel v'ov kol davar shadon shchita. He says, no, our minhag is so extreme. No, we'll take it even farther, right? Don't eat during the day. Don't have any roasted stuff around. Zeri, you might eat during the day. So just to show you that, right, we've gone from, right, the range of interpretations and minhagim here, going from the very extreme minhagim of actually imitating the Pesach, mikvah, gdima kulos, you name it, or at least having roasted meat with brachot and the like. Shulchan Aruch leaves the roasted meat question open. The Ashkenazi minhag has gone to the other extreme that we don't have roasted meat, we don't have roasted anything. According to Mishnah Brura, the Aruch of Shulchan Aruch doesn't have pot roast. We might not even have fried meat, and we might not even have it during the day, right? Minhagim have built up because there really are these two sentiments running through the sugya. On the one hand, those who say our goal post-Mikdash is to make it clear where they're not eating Karban Pesach, and those at the other extreme, or, you know, not Ashkenazim, who say that we should try in some way to commemorate the Karban Pesach rather than run away from it. This is just a quick survey of the...
Also, and other types of meat, in the sense that we're already pointing in the direction we want.
Correct, and that's his point. Right. Correct, that's his point.
Go as far as far.
Right, and that's
their... Why an O for or anything like that?
No, in a Hanami. But anyways, that's a range of the right. What the minhagim over the last, let's say, 2,000 years of what we do after, or either during or after Korban HaBayis. Okay.